all day.
In Radio Land once again, my friends. This is Reverend Granta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, you that have situations that keep you at unrest, you that have those stumbling blocks that come from nowhere. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, has been around for a long time and shown us how many have deceitful thoughts in their hearts, mind, and spirit. And you say to yourself, good God, why is it happening to me? No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, there's a way being made out of no way if you have that faith. That faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. That faith, my friends, that have brought many through. Oh, my God, just that faith to go over there and be able to walk on the water. Say, oh, thee of little faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed can bring you through. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Write it down, my friends. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. It's 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, those of you right now that have that sickness in your body and haven't to the doctor. Those of you right now, my friends, at the sound of my voice, that have that court case pending. Those of you, yes, you, my friends, that have no peace in that home and you're saying to yourself, good God, it has to be a way to turn this around. If you have that faith, you too can come through. When you write me, my friends, I pray that we can keep up with our mailing. We're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. We're going to send you a prayer cloth for you to work with. Oh, my God, and I'm going to say gold or a black cross, and I'm going to ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, no matter where you are or what you're planning to do it. You can shake another person's hand and be praying the Psalms at the same time you're shaking their hand. You head out, my friends, and sometime the Spirit will talk to you, and you will say that it's my first mind, but that Spirit within you, my friends, can bring you through. All you need is to keep praying up. My friends, I want you to write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Oh, my God, and I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are dialing, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me prayer, prosperity package. Those of you want to dress around your home, knowing how to pray is just as fine as having someone else walk over your prop. Oh, my God. Those of you that have that arthritis, that problem with your nature, that rheumatism, that diabetes problem, you know we have sent out different types of prayer packages and have studied different types of herbal remedies for a whole lot of years. My friends, I'll show you. You can turn around. Back in the days of old, my friends, and many of us know this, there was no doctor on the plantation or the farm. And it took a day to get down to where the doctor was, so the doctor came to you somehow. I can't tell you how that worked, because they didn't have all those telephones back then also. Now, friends, back then, they used to have someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, all kind of herbs, all kind of plants and leaves, come back, wash it up real good, take it and put it in that kettle. Oh, my God, boil it and stir it, put it in that pot out there, and let it sit. Well, you know, after a while, they had it on the kitchen table. You know, one of the most pains that I've seen or felt in my life is that long-handled spoon. I think I can still feel it now. You go to somebody's pot back then, and you touch that pot trying to find out what they got in it. It seems like they can come around the corner, and you don't know what's coming. And when that spoon hit that, when mama hit that hand with that spoon, you will remember that for days. Matter of fact, for years, you didn't touch that pot no more. But in the meantime, friends, they used to boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can drink it, get rid of that pain in their body. Back then, they used to make a poultice when you step on a nail so you didn't catch gangrene. But now today, my friends, we're here in this world, and we know that the doctor's medicine is good. And I'm not going against it. But I'll show you how you don't need pain pills for that arthritis and that gout. You can move around and stand over that kitchen and cook all day. And, oh, yes, some of y'all wear their high heel shoes. Good God. Now, my friends, telephone number, write it down, friends, no matter what you face. You know, I understand that the Bible talks about witchcraft. But I'm going to tell you, friends, there's a way to turn it around. And I'll show you. I can show you better than I can tell you. Yes, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, my friends, write it down. Don't try to memorize, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. I'm right here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, my friends, we can't do nothing with it, and it ain't gonna do you no good. Prayer is a key, and peace is happiness. Oh, good God. Yes, friends. Now, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it, 30321. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. No matter how many times or where else you've been, I'm asking you to just have that faith. I'll show you better than I can tell you. Yes, my friends, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, my friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Oh, my God. But I'm going to ask you right now to join us. Just for 1 minute, my friends. Just for 1 minute of silent prayer. No matter what you're facing, let's pray over it. Lay your hand on that Bible. Lay your hand on that radio. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hands in a circle as we do when we travel, before we travel on those highways, up and down the highway and roads. My friends, join us right now just for 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in your heart, my friends, in the name of Jesus, join us, my friends. You might be praying with someone you don't even know that's having the same problem way across town. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies. Just 1 minute of silent prayer, my friends.
Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. The world will be a better place if you pray for me. Night when we lay down, we say a little prayer. Praise the Lord above, and He will be there. Every morning when I rise, I get down on my knees. Pray that all the world will come together in peace.
Yes, my friends, prayer is key. The key to open that door. You know, the Bible says, knock, and that door shall be opened. God bless you on this day, my friends. Our time is drawing down. We're going to ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it right there in your vision, your ear, or your hand. God bless you. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, friends, telephone number, my friends, write it down. Don't try to memorize it. 404-212-2444. And I'll be right here with you, you and especially you that are in need. You that are turning those situations around in your spirit and your heart. There is a way, my friends.
In a little wooden church, in a country town.
And all you need is just that faith. Just that faith, my friends. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. May God bless you. May God keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Came up to the front. Somebody said, what can she do? But praise God. She raised her hand. God. got up there and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now. Lord, we need a miracle. Lord, we need a miracle. Lord, we need a miracle. Oh, Lord,
miracle, miracle right now.
Lord, we need a miracle. Lord,
we want a miracle.
Lord, we want a miracle. Oh, Lord,
miracle, miracle.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for being a just God, for being a merciful God, for being a God filled with grace. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in the lives of your people. God, I thank you for revelation, knowledge of your word, God, but most of all, understanding, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for doing what you are doing in the lives of your people. I thank you for the great turnaround, oh God. I thank you for the great transformation, God, within us, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, all things work together for our good. Lord, we thank you that, God, whatever we may go through, oh God, it is for your good. And also it is for the testament, knowing that you are a God that healeth thee. You are a God that will bring us out of situations. God, you are a God that is true to your word. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, oh God. God, I thank you for keeping us in your loving, tender care, God. Even when some of us, most of us don't want to be kept, God, you still keep us, God. Even though we fall short sometimes, God, you just tell us to get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back up. And God, we thank you. We thank you for that agape love. And Lord, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Habakkuk, the second chapter and the third verse? That's Habakkuk 2 and 3. And I will be reading from the King James Version as well as the Message Bible. Habakkuk 2 and 3. King James Version says, For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. The Message Version is slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They would not be overdue a single day. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of our lesson on today is just be patient. Just be patient. The prophet Habakkuk wrote that we are to write down our vision, our dreams, and our promises that God places in our heart. Habakkuk 2 and 3 means that God's promises and visions have a specific appointed time for fulfillment and will not fail. Even if they seem delayed, it encourages patience, faith. It activates waiting, assuring that what God has promised will surely come to pass without delay, despite appearances of slow progress. So let us look at this verse. Timing, divine timing. not just no any timing. We're talking about divine timing. God operates on his own timing rather than our time, because our time is not like God's time. The promise may seem to be slow or lagging on, or it feel like, hey, it's not going to ever come, but it is actually moving toward its appointed end. Mm-hmm. And you can rest assured the promise is certain. The message will not lie. It is truthful and absolutely guaranteed to happen. And another reason is it teaches you how to wait. Because in the midst of waiting, I am allowing God to prepare me for the promise, for the vision, for the dream. And what do waiters do? Waiters serve. So in the midst of my wait, I'm going to be serving. I'm going to be serving others. I'm going to be ministering the gospel. I'm going to be serving. I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do. I'm not going to sit idle and wait on it. But I have faith and trust in God that God is going to bring it to pass. But in the midst of my wait, I say, here I am, God. Have thine own way. He's preparing me. So in the midst of recording the vision, and we're going to go up in the context, Habakkuk 2:2, the verse encourages us to write down goals or visions and to make them plain and focus, making it easier for others to understand and follow. Don't be saying, no, I don't want it to go this way. I want it to go that way. Write it down plainly. Give God something to work with. Don't be fickle. Don't be everywhere. Write it down plainly. So the context also encourages that we have to trust God's timing, knowing that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And people of God, when there comes a time you're going to face uncertainty, hey, we're human. And it's going to be a time where we have to ask God, God, give me a spirit of discernment. Let me know the direction that I'm in. This verse also reminds us to trust God's plans is still moving, even though we don't feel like it's moving according to us. But we got to know that even behind the scenes, God is still moving. So let's look at these two words, wait. I'm waiting for it. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing firm. I'm not going to be shaken by what I see. I'm not going to be shaken on how I feel. I'm going to be patient. And I'm going to put my trust and hope in the Lord. And the appointed time, two words, appointed time, means number one, due season. Because when it comes, that's my due season. And it is divinely on schedule. And to us, the people of God, it's the perfect time. God's time is the perfect time. Hallelujah, Jesus. It will not lie means it is true. It is unfailing. It's guaranteed. And it's, look here, reliable. God cannot lie. If he said it, it's going to come to pass. But he's going to get us ready and prepared to receive it. Because if we receive it before time, we're going to mess it up. We don't even know how to handle it. If you cannot handle $5,000 to do what God has called you to do regarding $5,000, $5,000, what make you think God is going to give you $5 million? Come on, hit somebody. God has to prepare us for everything he gives us. Though it tarries, though it lingers, It may seem like it is slow. I understand. You're not going to miss it. You think you're going to miss it. No, you're not going to miss it. It's going to be according to God's time. Habakkuk 2 and 2 say, write the vision. Make it plain. Write your vision. If you don't have your vision written down, make it your business today to write your vision down. Pray over your vision. And look here, give your vision back to God so God can work it. Write it down. And if it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come to pass, Habakkuk 2 and 3. So, people of God, are you missing blessings, favor, and healing and breakthroughs because your pen is not ready? Write it down. I know you thinking maybe it will happen. If it don't happen, I'm cool with it. No. You can't be wishy-washy. You got to either believe God or you don't believe it. Here's the key, people. You have to write it down. You have to get in agreement with God. You don't have to figure out how. He is going to do it. He didn't ask you to write the how. He just said, write what I've spoken to you. Write it down. Make it plain. My God. So as you keep that vision in front of you and keep thanking him that it's on the way, the scripture goes on to say that though the vision is fulfilled slowly, tarry, that is tarry. Wait on it. You're going to come into an appointed time and it will not be late. You're going to see God bring dreams to pass. Turn the medical situations around. Get your child back on course. Catapult you to a new level. Wait in faith. Wait with expectancy, knowing that God, oh my God, is working. You are closer than you think. You're on the verge of your breakthrough. You are on the verge of seeing something that you've never seen before. Though it tarry, wait, because it's going to come. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the vision that you have put in our hearts, the dreams and the promises. Lord, we thank you that you are ordering our steps and you have an appointed time to fulfill our vision. Father God, we believe that our set time is established and we are waiting for it with expectancy. Father God, you cannot lie, and we believe in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me on this morning. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Also, say something kind to somebody. Make somebody's day. Even if it's just a smile. You don't know what people is going through. They may look beautiful and happy on the outside, but they could be hurting on the inside. Share Jesus with somebody. Not one day, but every day. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember this, when you're down to nothing, our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.